To find out how President Bush is doing in the rest of the country and what other political news we expect over the weekend, we turn to Juan Williams. He joins us regularly on Fridays for insights. He's a frequent commentator on TV political talk shows over the weekend. Juan, welcome back to Day to Day.
Good to be with you, Alex.
What do you think about the latest news from Iraq and the presidential race?
Well, you know what? They're closely related. In fact, what you see going on right now is that the president's poll ratings are going down slightly as people become less and less confident about what's taking place in Iraq, with the daily reports of more and more deaths. Nightline this week did an entire show on it. Several of the newspapers are running double-page compilations of pictures of people who have died in Iraq. I think so. What you see if you look at the polls is, for the first time now, the public being evenly divided over whether or not the U.S. military should stay or leave Iraq. That's a big change. And even the question of whether or not the U.S. was right to go into Iraq has seen a sudden drop. It's now down to about 47% from like 58% a month ago.
Vice President Cheney and Senator Kerry went at each other this week over President Bush and President Kerry's actions during the Vietnam War, what they did during the war.
Again, coming back to your earlier question, Alex, this is the crucial relationship at the moment in the campaign. The Iraq War, the Vietnam War, are we in another Vietnam? Is this the so-called dread word quagmire? What you see is that even though events continue to bedevil the president's campaign, despite the tremendous amount of money he spent on advertising in the swing states, the president's numbers are holding stable. About his core base, about 55% of his supporters say they strongly favor the president. Even as the numbers in terms of trust, in terms of handling of Iraq go down, they still say they support him. And John Kerry, the likely Democratic nominee, is not picking up support. His base, the people who are strongly supportive of Mr. Kerry, is only about 32%. So when it comes to then how they served or did not serve during Vietnam, Kerry and Bush have been at it all week, and it really started with an interview that Kerry did on Good Morning America with the host Charlie Gibson about whether or not he threw away medals or ribbons when he returned from Vietnam and was engaged in anti-war protest. And at the same time, then he's questioning whether or not, given the criticisms that are coming from the Bush team, whether or not Mr. Bush is a credible critic, including Mr. Cheney, I might add, since Mr. Cheney was out there at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, launching attacks on Kerry's military record as well. Whether or not, this president who, as Mr. Kerry says, can make a criticism given their questions about his service in the Texas Air National Guard.
Who is going to be on the talk shows this weekend? Who are the big guests?
The big guests this weekend are not coming from the administration. There's lots of concern over the president's testimony before the 9/11 Commission and who would have some say. So they are going to come from the members of the 9/11 Commission, talking about where the commission stands. Both Lee Hamilton and all of the members of the commission are highly sought after this weekend. So they'll be the stars of weekend news TV.
NPR's Juan Williams, our star on Fridays. Juan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure, Alex.